Well, we're super excited about this fundraiser this year. It's our first time doing it. It's our first annual chili cook-off, and we're calling all chili cookers to bring their chili and put it to the test. You know, we're asking you if you got a good chili to enter it into our fundraiser, and then people in the community can come for $10 and do all you can eat taste testing of the chili. Yeah, that's what we like.
I'm hearing words I love right now all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's what we like. So it's going to be a great event. We're going to have music from Travis and the Midnight Movers, and it's just going to be a fun-filled evening, get you out of this cold and the snow.
So what's happening exactly when and where?
It's going to be at the Red Rock Lanes and Conference Center in Ishpeming. It's this coming Saturday, and it's going to be from 5 to 8 o'clock. And the taste testing goes pretty much up until the very end, and the band will be playing, and we're just going to have a little bit of fun.
And then do we, as people, if we bring our $10 and we sample it, do we vote on it, or how does it work that way?
Yep, you pay $10 and you get a vote, and we're going to have first place, second place, and most unique chili. There are prizes.
Most unique.
Yeah.
That could open up many different doors.
It sure could.
Yes, it could. It could get spicy. Mm-hmm. So come on out with your $10 and eat and vote. But we do really need cooks right now. So if you have a good chili, you know, get cooking, get a crock pot going, and bring it to the event.
So how would one get registered? Would you just contact you at UPAWS? Is that what we need to say, hey, I want to try it?
Yeah. Just contact me directly. You can get a hold of me at UPAWS. I'm there all the time. And just enter your chili. It's $20 to enter, but that includes the all-you-can-eat, so you do get to vote and participate as well.
I see. Yeah. So I know that UPAWS does a lot of events, various fundraisers and things. There's dances and whatnot. This being a little something different, something you're trying. Where'd the idea come from?
Well, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Alger County Humane Society actually does this event every year. It's one of their biggest fundraisers, and I loved it. I, like you guys, get pretty excited about the idea of chili, all-you-can-eat events and music and just kind of hanging out. There's going to be a cash bar there, so you can enjoy a brewski if you want to and just, you know, enjoy the evening with a bunch of fun people.
Well, you sure got the right music on top of that. That's going to be a big draw as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're excited about Travis and the Midnight Movers. They're donating their services. Incredibly generous of them to be there and to support UPAWS.
Always something going on with UPAWS, some sort of event, some sort of encouragement for folks to come by and check out either, you know, the cats, the dogs, whatever you may have there for folks to come and see. But really, the word is to get involved, get look on the website or stop by out in Negaunee Township. You want folks to come on by and see maybe their new furry friend.
Yeah. You know, we're a community shelter supported by our community, so we love it that everybody gets involved, a little bit of everything. Come to a fundraiser, adopt a pet, join our volunteer program. There's always something for everyone at UPAWS.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's always, some future pet there also. And that's kind of one of the things is you want to make sure people know that there are lots of options if people are looking.
Yeah. We have someone for everybody as well, something for everybody. You know, it's very interesting working there and just seeing the different personalities of the animals that come in and then how we match them up to the community. We really believe that there is a home for every pet at our shelter.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. You kind of have a process there of matching, make sure you get the right animal to the right person, the right family.
Yeah, you know, we try to take the time to really know the animals and spend time with the animals and get their background information and just learn about them and then to know the potential adopters and just really try to steer them towards what we think would be a good match as well, what they think would be a good match.
If people want to see a little bit more about it, what is your website?
www.upaws.org. We also have a great Facebook page for people to follow. We're, like you said, always out there in the community. We're a busy group of people, always something going on and always a way to follow us on the internet.
Okay. Yes, Mike.
Now, Lorena, you're going to have two chilies.
Yes, I'm cooking two chilies for the
You're
chili
cooking two chilies. Yeah. And we're this far away from getting Walt to cook his chili recipe.
We're pushing.
So we got to get some encouragement to get Walt to cook his chili.
Because
I want to taste both yours and his, among a lot of others.
Yeah.
That's on my calendar right now.
Great. Yeah, everybody call in and push him to cook his chili. Because I would be interested too. He's been bragging about it off the air.
It is pretty good. I've gotten very good comments. All right, let's recap then. What is happening? Because you are looking for people that make chili. You also want people to come on out and support UPAWS and taste some chili, but what is happening again, when and where?
Well, this Saturday we got our first annual chili cook-off and we're hoping to make it a great success. We're really pushing the event. We really need cooks right now. So you can cook at home, just cook a crock pot full of chili at home or more if you want, and bring it to the event and enter it to win. You can be Marquette's best chili, voted Marquette's best chili by Marquette County. So it's this Saturday from 5 to 8. We are going to have music from Travis and the Midnight Movers. DD from this radio station is going to MC for us. And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a great opportunity to get out and support UPAWS. Again, it's this Saturday at the Red Rock Lanes, Ishpeming Country Village, and you said 5 to 8.
5 to 8 is the event, yes.
And you can still get involved, too. That's what they're trying to get me to do, so we'll see what happens
We'll talk him into it.
You can contact UPAWS. Lorena Van Streeten with us this morning, manager of UPAWS. Thanks for your time this morning. Good luck with the event, and I have a feeling you're going to see the both of us there for sure.
Yes, thank you. We will see you there for some chili.